You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's hour number two with Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. You okay? You're
turn right? Triple up.
You okay?
Dylon.
Go. Here we go.
Oh, you'll like this, though,
turn
Bart.
Turn triple up.
Heat and the Sixers tonight in Philadelphia to throw the rights to play the Knicks, though the winner will play the Knicks as the 2 seed in
Lowry's
the,
revenge.
The first round of the playoffs. You'll be happy to know that proud American and future Olympian Joel Embiid has participated in the shoot-around, fully participated in the shoot-around this morning.
I'm American. No, you're
so
not.
Tim Bontemps giving us that information, so that's good
Cameroon's
to
Cameroon's finest.
Yeah, so there you go. So,
like Metadata Man said, anybody can be bought.
Proud American Joel Embiid wearing the red, white, and blue in Paris.
Every man's got a price.
You think they paid him?
He like, yo, I can play this American dream like Rocky. I'm in the first one of the first capitals of America, one of the first states, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is as American as it gets.
I'm
Liberty
American.
Bell, you know, the first
all
capital.
That.
So yeah,
LeBron, yo man, we can do movies,
Declaration
all this
of
stuff,
Independence.
Man. LeBron like, yo, I can use my media company, man. We can follow us and we can make a movie. A 30 for 20. You know LeBron steal everything, try like his head. Dude made a house party over, man. Come on, man. What the hell are you doing?
LeBron will start going, you know what, though? ESPN does 30 for 30s. I'm going to do a 60 for 60.
LeBron James.
And everybody's like, yeah, it's too long. Way too long. Are you ready for me and the list we have today?
Yeah, man. Put my script up there, son.
Well, I mean, it's in your email.
It's a thing that, but come on, you want me to be on the screen and look at my email at the same time? How the hell am I going to do that?
I do that throughout the entire show. So
you damn near qualified to be a secretary, man. You got all the skills.
The guy who shows up with two laptops but refuses to use the newer
and
one.
And an iPad, by the way.
No, I am using the newer one right now. That's why I'm doing it. That's why you can see me so well. The water spots or the cracks that's on my other screen.
Can we just get to the list and then we can get back
Absolutely.
To the
call? Absolutely. This is the time that everybody, all our listeners, wait for. They wait for Alan Hines' list. And it is time. The wait is over for Hines Hoop Hierarchy, brought to you by Sandwell Institute for Pain Management. What you got for us this week, Hines?
Basketball is my favorite sport.
Having a hard time figuring out where things fit?
Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
You're in the right place.
What I say when it comes to this basketball team is the law.
Here's Hans Hoops Hierarchy.
Game blouses.
All right, so as the playoffs are beginning in the NBA, let's make a list of the top five players who are going to have a breakout playoff. And when I say breakout playoff, like, you know, there are some guys who have been in the playoffs before but haven't really had their signature moment. There's a lot of guys who this is their first experience in it. Some people that won't be on the list have already had their signature performance in the postseason, so you might not see certain names like Luka Doncic or Jason Tatum. They have already had their moments. Obviously, LeBron has had his moment as well. You know, there's guys that, you know, they've already been there, done that. Giannis, Dame Lillard, Donovan Mitchell. But there are others that this could be sort of like that, hey, remember that playoff year when he did this? That's what I'm talking about. So, without further ado, you want to give me each number one by one? We start with
number five.
Number five is, we just talked about him, Joel Embiid. Now, you're going to say, wait a second. Joel Embiid's been in the playoffs for 5 years. What are you talking about? Like, he's had moments, hasn't he? The answer is no. Not enough. What do we know about Joel Embiid in the playoffs? Is that he never gets out of the second round. Like, that's the problem.
So, what are you saying? He getting out the second round? We don't want that.
Well, no, I'm saying when it comes to players that could be having their breakout, he is one of them.
I thought you
and he very much can have that type of a situation here, because for Joel Embiid, they're waiting for that. And it takes me back to 1994, Patrick Ewing standing on the courtside scorer's table with his arms out, hugging the guard and saying, finally, we have made it to the NBA Finals. So for Embiid, this has to be that. He's got a good team. He's got a good coach. Tyrese Maxey is certainly somebody that can help him get there. He's just got to have a healthy knee. And there'd be a very good chance that this could be that. Remember that playoff year for Joel Embiid?
Number four
is a player who hasn't had the playoff experience, but he has had pressure experience already this season. And that's Tyrese Halliburton of the Pacers. Remember, their in-season tournament run was spectacular. He was great, took them all the way to the championship game, and then they got smoked, but that's a different story altogether. But he did. He played really well, and it was like his arrival as a player in the NBA. The problem is he never built off of it. After all that, and people were talking about him, and he got voted as a starter for the All-Star game and all that stuff, all of a sudden he hit a wall, got hurt, and he's never really been that same dazzling player that we remembered in the first half of the season. That December run for him was a run into stardom. And the thinking of, like, hey, this is going to be one of the top players in the league this season. Now, I don't know if he is, but he has a chance to sort of capture that again if the Pacers have a good run. And if you look at it, the Pacers are kind of set up right now to have a good run. There's a very good chance they could. Could they knock off the Bucks? Could they take on a team in the second round? Whoever comes out of the 2-7, the Knicks versus whomever, could be banged up. Could they take advantage of that and somehow find themselves in the conference finals taking on the Celtics? Tyrese Halliburton has a very good chance to have that breakout playoff performance.
Number three.
I mean, I got to put this guy on the list, right? Now, he's already had good playoff moments. In fact, he averaged over 30 points a game against the Heat in a playoff series last year. But for Jalen Brunson, this would be that jump off the diving board and into superstardom kind of situation if he can pick up where he left off in the regular season and help carry the Knicks as far as maybe even the conference finals, if not beyond, with a great run. And there's no telling, like, there's no questioning that Brunson can't do it. He can do it. He has proven this year, facing tough defenses and physicality and a lot of attention, that he can still, on a given night, give you 30. It's up to his teammates to help him get there. But Brunson is definitely on the list of players who could have that breakout performance in the playoffs.
Number two.
Your man, our man, Ant-Man. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, that's me.
You talk about somebody that it just seems like he's always on the cusp of, like, making that jump into stardom. He has already proven that he's got the marketability of a guy who can act very well in a movie. He has a great personality. He's really good in post-game interviews. He's, I mean, a spectacular player to watch when you consider some of the dunks that he's had this season. And he could drop 50 or 60 on you. He's got all that and a really good team around him. Minnesota Timberwolves, I mean, they're not bums. They got the third seed, but not by not trying. They were tied for the first seed going into the last day. So this is a good team. And he has a really good chance with their great defense and his ability to score. We know how the playoffs are. It takes a guy getting hot. Anthony Edwards could get hot. And if he gets hot and people start watching the Timberwolves and start saying, yo, that guy, he's nice. Anthony Edwards could be that breakout star in the postseason this year.
MJ-like, number one.
I think number one is the easiest choice on this list. It's a guy you call Shai Gilgeous. Shai Gilgeous Alexander, he will be in the MVP voting. He will definitely be high in the MVP voting. But he's also somebody that is on the number one team in the West. He is on a team that's going to play against brand names, by the way, when you get into the postseason. and he's going to have to take them all on. He's got a really good team around him. They're an excellent defensive team. The one question is they're a very young team. Not a lot of playoff experience. In fact, almost none on that roster. So this is all going to be new to him. But he averaged 30 a game throughout the course of an entire season, proven to be unguardable. So when it comes down to crunch time games and playoff moments, can he provide those moments that make you look and say 2024 was the year of SGA?
Reminds me of a young OKC. But before I go there with waxing poetic.
Am I missing anybody?
I like I like Fox.
De'Aaron Fox, that's a good one. Yep.
I like De'Aaron Fox.
I did consider De'Aaron Fox. I don't think if the Kings win and get that eighth seed, I don't think he's going to be as great in that series as I think Sabonis is going to need to be.
Yeah, but he was right there as their best player. I know Sabonis has
been good all year. Yeah.
He's that guy. They let Tyler go because of him.
Right, but, Halliburton, right.
But let me close this thing out for us, though, Hein, and we can discuss it.
Well, let's do this first. 800-919-3776. Agree or disagree with the list? Am I missing somebody? Is there somebody that should have been higher on the list? Any of that stuff, we can discuss it. So it's simply this. Number 5, Joel Embiid. Number 4, Tyrese Halliburton. Number 3, Jalen Brunson. Number 2, Anthony Edwards. Number 1, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. These are the 5, to me, stars, breakout stars in the playoffs this year. And as I said, it doesn't mean that you haven't played in the playoffs before. It's you haven't had your signature moment yet. Embiid has it. Embiid's had nothing but heartbreak. You know, Halliburton, this is a new experience. Brunson's played in the playoffs. He's had big games in the playoffs before in Dallas and in New York. But I mean breakout, like this guy is a star. Anthony Edwards has been, you know, he's had to experience it right now. And then Shai Gilgeous, this is his first time through. So those are my 5. Am I missing anybody? Should somebody be higher? Let me know. What do you got?
I got Boncaro.
Great.
Because nobody watches Orlando. They never get on TV.
And he's tough.
And he's a man.
I like that.
Anybody that work.
Yeah.
He is 6'10". He's like a stronger version of Jason Tatum.
No. He's really – like he's like Carmelo Anthony in his ability to score on the post but also can knock down a 3. He's got a really good game. And I'll tell you what, against the Cavs – and remember – what did we learn about the Cavs last year in the playoffs? Their bigs, soft tissue.
And like
he is not soft.
You saying Carmelo's 6'8". He's 6'10".
Yes.
Growing.
Yes. And strong as hell, too.
Yes.
That's a good team. And I think that's going to be a really interesting series when it comes to, you know, like Orlando's sort of breakout. So Boncaro's a good one to put on the list, man. He is. But to me, it's – their next opponent, if they get out of the Cavs series, is the Boston series.
Yeah, but I like that as a learning experience, a young team.
Right, but how do you have a breakout if you're done in the second round? Like, you need to go 3.
Because you know, Jordan in a losing manner against the Boston Celtics introduced himself when he balled the hell out.
Good point.
So it's like, these young boys coming. Just like we see OKC last year, we're like, oh, they coming.
Okay.
Without Chet. I think we'll be looking like, man, next year.
Memphis was a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, man.
That series with the Warriors. That's a good point.
They get an experience and 1 or 2 tweaks. You know, what if Donovan Mitchell say, I want to go down there. I want to play with Boncaro.
Or Miami. Yeah, but you're right. That's a good one. Boncaro's a good one. All right, you want to close it out?
Yes. That is Hein's Triple H, Hein's Hoop Hierarchy, brought to you from Sanwell Institute for Pain Management. If you feel like you need to get some of that sciatica, all that hurt off you, just go to Sanwell Pain and visit for free. No, not for free.
For free?
No. You can invoice Hein. For a pain-free life, visit sanwellpain.com.
Are you ad-libbing a script?
Yes. I feel it need a little flavor. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think Dr. J. Shaw wants you to tell people that they could just get treatment for free.
No. The visit is free, not the treatment.
I think it's just for a pain-free life.
Yes. No, it's definitely that's the line for a pain-free life. But just go check him out. I'm trying to get him there. I'm telling him it don't cost you nothing to get there to talk.
Okay.
Now, if you get a treatment, it's going to cost you. It may cost you a little. May cost you a lot. But it's going to cost you.
All right. Let's go back to calls. Alex in Long Island. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, man? Listen, I think Banchero is way higher on that list than Halliburton.
Really? You think higher than Halliburton? You saw him in the in-season tournament, right? Like, you saw how he really jumped off the page.
Halliburton is just a very streaky player. He's got no defense. I think Banchero has a longer, better career. And I think Banchero is more unknown in the public eye. People don't recognize or give him his credit as a number one overall pick, an all-star. Everything he's done, bring that Orlando franchise out of the basement. I think this is his time to kind of show some people that he exists on that level.
Alex, I mean, you can have that opinion. I think the fact that they're playing the Cavs, no one's going to watch that.
That's what I'm saying. Who going to watch
True TV?
That's
what
you're like, that's
ESPN,
no, the Ocho.
You know what I mean? Ain't nobody watching that.
True TV.
But Halliburton against Giannis, you're watching that because that's going to be an epic upset. Like, that could be an epic upset.
No Giannis.
Giannis is already backing out, and he's playing against old man Dame with a cane.
Yeah. So, but still, knocking out the Bucks, that would be a start. And then and like I said, their second round. Because, when I say breakout, don't give me a good first round and then you're done. Like, I need to see you carry a team, and there's your breakout. That's your diving board kind of performance. That's why I'm looking at it like, what are teams that could go on a run that you wouldn't be surprised by? And this guy would be the reason why, and we'd all be talking about. Like Luka, when Luka 2 years ago, took the Mavs to the Western Conference Finals, that was his. Like, that was his moment where you're like, okay, Luka's legit. Like, for real, he did it in the postseason. Embiid hasn't done it yet. That's why he's on the list. Banchero, I don't see in the second round as much as I see. Halliburton in the second round could face a team that's all beat up. In the first round,
I just don't think the Pacers can even get there. I think the Magic are a better team.
Okay, well, we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out. But Alex, you have a right to that opinion because, like I said, Banchero's good.
They say the Knicks were playing so hard to get in overtime because they ain't want to see Orlando in the second round. They ran from Banchero.
You think that was that? That's what it was about. Joe is in Minnesota.
Yo,
what's up, Joe? How you doing, Joe?
Bart, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, the city of lakes?
Nah, I'm from New York, bro. I'm from Brooklyn, son.
That's what's up. What's the mathematics,
B? Just real quick. I heard the last guy calling about Banchero. It's actually not, I've been listening for, last hour or so. And when you had mentioned Zion, the injury with Zion last night with LeBron, Alan, look. I never played any level of professional sports, okay? I played high school football, high school basketball. When I watch TV, I watch with realistic eyes. Like, the things that these guys are doing on the television, I cannot do. Mm-hmm. They are blessed, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it just seems to me, I'm 46 years old, okay? When I look at athletes today versus as comparing them to, say, the 90s, these younger athletes today are just built very differently, it seems, man. Like, it just seems
like our cars.
It's
like our cars. It's the same thing. It's generational. Like, cars today, seriously.
And it's not a knock. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, take a car from the 70s, which is might have been, and the same thing, take a player from the 70s. Not as attractive. Yeah. Right? Right. Not as nimble.
Right.
Not as anything. But that car will give you 250,000 miles.
Without a oil change.
No doubt.
But today in 3 years, it's like, oh, you better turn that thing in. Like, it's already breaking down. Like, damn, really? Like, seriously. Yeah. It's in the shop a lot. It's just things are made differently. They're not built to last. And that's what makes LeBron so unique. Because it's a very rare player that's built to last. But there's a lot of athletes, you're right, that it's just different.
And I agree with you 100%. And I'm not like one of those LeBron haters. Like, to me, in my mind, Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Kobe is 1A. Okay. That's me personally. I don't get into all the arguments about LeBron. This, like, I'm just,
Yeah. But all those lists are preferential. It's whatever you feel anyway.
Right. Right. Of course. But just watching these guys, it's unfortunate because people pay money to go and see these guys play, man. When they fly, you see people holding signs. I flew, 10,000 miles to see such and such and such guy play, and he's sitting on a bench because he's got a stomach ache. Like, come on, man. Like, I just think the commissioner, I understand what he did, you know, with this the last season coming into this year. Like, you know, they can have a certain amount of games where they, you know, can't get in the game and can't play. But, you know, I just, to me, that's just, maybe I'm just old school, I guess. I don't know.
No, you echo, quick. No, Joe, and appreciate the call. But you echo what a lot of people feel. And that's just, and it is generational. It certainly is, because there'll be a whole bunch of callers, younger callers, who are telling us that we just are old men yelling at the cloud. But we saw what we saw. We came up with what we came up with, and you can't change that. That's just a reality. And so what we see today doesn't, it's not something we're used to. You know, you're used to things lasting. You're used to, built to last, right? That's the whole idea. And it's just a different mentality. Now, again, we'll find out about Zion's injury today or tomorrow. We should know better of what it really was. All I asked was anybody else, because I didn't see any reaction to it on social media other than, oh, wow, Zion left the game. Boy, he was playing great. But nobody was like, really? Like, he just left the game? Like, you know, you just walked out of the tunnel?
3 minutes and you're done?
Like, the score is tied. You have a chance to advance to the playoffs for the first time in your career. And that's it? We pulled the chute? I don't know. Like, that's all I kept thinking. Right or wrong, I was thinking it. Now, until I get more information, I can't say whether or not I thought it was the right thing or the wrong thing to do.
What was the spread on it?
Don't do that. Don't do that. All right, we have more calls to get to. We'll get to some football as well, 800-919-3776. Let's also get into some audio files coming up next. The Yankees suddenly on a losing streak, Bart. Concerning. Yeah. Greater concern is Aaron Judge. Yes. In a bit of a slump. How about your Mets, though?
Yeah, who's on a winning streak?
500.
9 out of 3, baby.
Can we, Gary
Nine
Cohen,
and three,
did,
baby.
Did we
Nine
update the Gary Cohen reaction? Is it still rock bottom? Where are we now?
No, we're going to ride with that rock bottom. That's our rallying car, baby.
That's it. Just get the T-shirts made. Rock bottom.
Perfect timing, baby. Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets. Fast and convenient ways to play same-day parlay, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for a chance for a bigger payout, or you want to place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could ever need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get a piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards are withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. Triple H.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Tonight, the Knicks will find out who they'll face in the first round of the playoffs. Will it be the Heat? Will it be the Sixers? Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave were having the conversation and said they're not sure that Joel Embiid is healthy.
I would say the other wild card, if it's Philly, how healthy Joel Embiid actually is. There's a lot of people that keep points to the fact that he's, since he's been back from the knee, a lot of the stuff he's been doing has kind of been in the mid-range. Does that change now because it's the playoffs? Like, he's trying to, you know, ease himself into the playoffs? It's going to be tough either way. Both of the matchups are going to be tough
matchups. There's nothing easy about this series. Whether it's Miami, whether it's Philly, absolutely nothing.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I can't help but every time I see Michael McDonald, I think of Don LaGreca. Am I wrong for that?
That's exactly who he looks like.
The just the luxurious hair, the beard. It's such a great song. Why would you ruin it like that?
He just do all the Motown songs.
Yeah, but you just like, no, what are you talking about?
Was it with the Doobie Brothers?
Well, no, this was Michael McDonald.
Yeah, he was a Doobie Brother, right? He was in the group first.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, but you said, was this the Doobie Brothers? No, this is his.
I believe
it was his debut album, which did very well. But this went number one, but then had a second life, of course, with Warren G.
Yeah. Regulators.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man.
The Regulate song.
Him and Patti LaBelle, that song.
Who made that beat, though? Like, I'm trying to find out, because that beat, like, obviously Michael McDonald just sung the song, but yeah, who produced this?
Metro Boomin.
Ted Templeman produced this, of course.
Metro
well known
Boomin.
With Van Halen.
Metro Boomin.
You think Metro Boomin? I want to know more about this, but I digress, because this is not the Gout. We are not doing 98.7 the Gout. We're just doing Bart and Han.
At least we got our DJ for the Gout.
Yeah, apparently. Well, maybe we'll get our shot. So I told you about how the Beatles channel, Sirius XM, right? I'm going to guest host an hour on the Beatles channel.
When?
In the summer when I'm free.
When?
In the summer when I'm free. I don't know exactly
when.
We're working it out. But I'm gonna be able to play my favorite Beatles songs for
Han.
It's going to be awesome. I told you about that, didn't I?
No, you just told me.
Yeah, they reached out to me.
News.
I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Because I grew up on the Beatles. My mother loved the Beatles. Met them at Idlewild before it was JFK. When they showed up in New York, was one of the screaming girls running down the street wherever they went in New York when they were there for Ed Sullivan Show and everything else. So I grew up on the music. And that's going to be fun. But I now think that through that connection, I think now we have to figure out, is it Rock the Bells? Like, who would have us on to do our Gout idea to be able to talk sports and play 90s hip-hop?
Yeah, because it's easy, man.
It's got to be Rock the Bells, right? Rock the Bells makes the most sense.
Let's go Shady. Let's go Shady, because you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, 3 1/3.
Well, I was going to say, you're probably more closer to, right, to Shady. But, I mean, would Shantae help us out? Like, can we just get, like, we got to figure this out.
Come on, Petey. Tell Petey Pablo to go ahead and talk to some of his music execs.
That would help, too. Yeah. We'll just throw it out there until somebody reaches out to us and makes it happen. Anyways. All right, Bart Scott. We have a lot going on. We have calls at 800-919-3776. But right now it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
We always start this late because we get into other conversations, don't we?
Meh.
It does happen. A few things here, including the Warriors. Like, is it the end of the dynasty? Was that it last night? Klay Thompson, when that game ended last night, the Warriors lost to the Kings in the 9-10 play-in game. Klay Thompson 0 for 10. He had just an awful game. But as they were walking off the court, he stopped and he kind of like took it in. It was strange. Like, he did like a little 360, looked up at some of the Warriors fans that were in the building. Just, like, it was as if he had a moment of reflection. So basically, knowing that his deal is up, is this the end of the big three in Golden State? And Draymond Green said no.
Obviously, we want Clay back. Been through a lot. You know, incredible highs, some lows. But the common denominator to both of them is that we've gone through each and every scenario together. You know, it's obvious that we want to continue what we've been doing, but I understand he got a decision to make. He going to make the best decision for him. The team got a decision to make. They'll make the best decision for the team.
The decision is simple. They re-sign him to a much lower deal, somewhere in like the high teens or 20 at best, because what he is now,
he's got to be at least 25.
He's not a starter in the NBA anymore, clearly. But he can be a capable, off-the-bench kind of guy. There's no reason why he still can't contribute in lesser minutes, but you got to pay him accordingly. Is he okay with that because he stays home, he stays with his guys, he doesn't have to move? Klay Thompson doesn't seem like a guy that's going to be chasing money. I just doesn't feel like that kind of a guy. I think what he wants is the best scenario for him to finish his career, and it might be just to stay with that team, and they save a lot of money by paying him a lot less than he's being paid right now, which is like $40 million. But Bart, Steph Curry, you know, he also had a moment of reflection too, because, look, we all know he's not going anywhere. Right? Steph Curry is the mainstay. He's going to retire a Golden State Warrior, but it's, you know, the future with Draymond, the future with Klay. And maybe if he wants to win another championship, it might have to be with other pieces around him. So he was just talking about, you know, that with Klay and Draymond.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it and we're not going to play forever. But, you know, we've experienced so much together and I know they want to win. I know I want to win. And that's all I'm worried about.
Do you think that they will see them again as teammates, or do you think they might break this thing up?
I think they're going to lie to themselves and say what they did over the second half of the season. I think they were 27 and what, 3 or something?
27 and 12 to finish the season.
27 and 12.
Yeah.
I think they'll lean on that and say, okay, man, the person that should be worried is Andrew Wiggins.
Yep.
Because really, you can get Kuminga. Kuminga bites down on defense more. He can be everything that Wiggins was supposed to be. And he's got a little bit more juice in his legs. He's a little taller, a little bigger. So if you can get rid of Wiggins and get that money off the books, which isn't crazy, and then
he's
get
not
CP3, then you get CP3 money off the books, then you're good.
You know, Chris Paul said he's not planning on retiring either, which is like, where's he going to go?
Knicks. I'm just playing.
Hey, don't laugh. We laughed, but I wouldn't laugh at that one.
Bing bong.
I wouldn't laugh at that. Just saying.
But you know him.
He off season, you never know. He'll take the money.
He wants to stay West Coast.
Yeah. So, anyways. So the Warriors are done. The Kings move on, and they will play the Pelicans on Friday night to see who gets the eighth seed to play Oklahoma City. The Lakers win, so they will move on and play the Denver Nuggets. They have not beaten Denver in 8 straight games. It has been for LeBron James another long season, but he still is ready to go when it comes to the postseason.
No, ain't no more pace. Pace yourself well. It's not a sprint. Do whatever it takes. I mean, all the percentages and all that. It's out the window. That's the season's over, so it's about just winning. Win again.
Do you think he's got, like I remember in the Western Conference Finals. Now, it was the Western Conference Finals, but I remember, and this is what Ric Flair got mad at me about, was I said, like, you saw it. LeBron started to show his age. That many games, that much intensity, every single night, having to bring it like he did at a high level, he started to run out of gas in the Western Conference Finals against Denver last season. Last night in the fourth quarter, he looked like he was out of gas already, having to play against Zion Williamson, who went for 40 and 11 against LeBron. Bart, does LeBron have enough in the tank to do what he just said, which is no pacing yourself, you're going all out every night, forget about the minutes and percentages and everything else. Can LeBron do it again?
That's something that I don't know. You think about who they're going to put him on and maybe get him some rest. You think maybe they put him on Gordon, who is not an offensively gifted player, has to get facilitated to. He's not a one-on-one player to get him to help off. But you still got to keep pace, and he's going to have extended minutes. Anthony Davis gets in foul trouble, then LeBron's going to have to get off and put his cape on to get off the bench and carry the load.
Yeah, that's what he did last year.
Once that happens. And I just think, you know, they're too young. They're too fast. Now, they don't have Bruce Brown like they had last year, yeah. who I think was like a Energizer bunny yeah. who got all the hustle plays and all the hustle points and all that stuff. But
wow. I think just got some breaking news here.
Ooh, we'll break in.
More breaking news from Woj. So
Can't wait.
All right, now this explains everything for Zion Williamson. They've already said, the Pelicans have already said that he is out for Friday's play-in game against Sacramento. Said he's got, it's a left hamstring. There's no, like, what damage it was, but it said he will be evaluated again in coming weeks.
Oh, wow.
So even if the Pelicans somehow win this game Friday,
he's like Giannis.
He's not going to play in the playoffs, apparently. That is incredible. So now I take it all back. Wow. Him leaving the game, that must have been, like I said, he must have been incapacitated. That injury must have been really bad. So but that is, it. I mean, think about this. He had what was going to be a signature moment against LeBron James in a single elimination game. Played incredible basketball.
Sending the King home.
And the hamstring snapped, and now he's done. It's just, that's a tough story for Zion Williamson. So Woj just reporting that. So no Zion for the play-in game Friday. And they said the reevaluation future. In the coming weeks, which would suggest, if First even round. If they win that game Friday, he is not available to play against Oklahoma City, if they win that game. Wow. That's rough. That's rough. That's tough news. All right. Meanwhile, tonight our play-in is the 7-8 game, is the Sixers and the Heat. The winner of that game will play the Knicks as the 2 seed in the playoffs. Saturday night is game 1, 6 p.m. at Madison Square Garden. I'm sure Tom Thibodeau loved this question. Does he have a preference of either the Heat or the Sixers?
At this time of the year, they're both great teams. You know, when you're looking at it, people are saying, well, what about this team, that team? Well, if you've gotten this far, every team poses different problems, you know, and so we have to be ready. And that's why, like, I know you guys think it, like, it's cliche, but that's why you start the season and you say, this is what you're going to need in the end. So you want to build that habit all year long. So you, when you get here, you're not adjusting. This isn't the first time we've done it. You know what I mean? And I think understanding what their strengths and weaknesses are, what they're doing well right now, and what we have to do is a big part of winning.
He didn't give you an answer you didn't expect him to. But what he's saying there, I completely agree. It's really the point that you make as a coach. You want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season. No matter who you play at this time of year, it's going to be a good team. So it's a matter of just your preparation gets you here and you got to trust it. But let's be honest. The best opponent, if you're rooting tonight, Knicks fans, you're rooting for the Sixers.
Maxie 50.
You might think I'm crazy. Because the Sixers have been a house on fire to finish the season with Embiid back. They have been great. Totally understand. But pick your poison. I know what I'm getting from Miami. They're going to beat the crap out of you. Eric Spoelstra is going to throw all kinds of stuff. They're going to beat up Brunson. They've got guards. They've got wings. Everything to just handle Brunson physically. Jimmy Butler is that variable. You just never know. And Bam Adebayo is also a really, really tough player inside. You know already what you're getting from them. I don't know what I'm getting from the Sixers on so many levels. I don't know if Embiid's knee is going to hold up in a 7-game series. I saw the last time I saw him, he tweaked it, and he had to leave the game. He did come back. His numbers have been great since he's been back, but I've made the case. If I had to choose, I hate both choices, but if I had to choose, I'll take my chances in Philadelphia where my 3 Villanova guys feel pretty comfortable playing in that building. And the Knicks have already gone there and won 2 blowout games, including one that had Embiid on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I think every Knicks fan is afraid of Miami Heat and what they've done to you right. traditionally. And it's like, you know, we're not afraid of them, but why fight that battle? Just give me Philly.
Give me a star and a half
than making me have to go down there and face 8 dogs.
Yep. Like, and I'd rather see them have, like, if they end up getting out of, you know, and get the 8th seed, I would much rather see them take on Boston and see if you can just take a little bite out of the Celtics. So if, you know, again, if I'm the Knicks and you're fortunate enough to get as far as the conference finals, maybe they're a little weaker because they had to play them. You know, it's something as simple, certainly as that. All right, on to baseball. where the Mets have themselves. It was a balk, which is incredible. I didn't even throw a pitch. And the Mets come away with a win. And they have won another series. And they are now at 500. And things are really starting to click for this team. And new manager Carlos Mendoza was asked a silly question about how things are just coming so easy.
Nothing easy in the big leagues, you know. I just like how guys are preparing and, you know, how they're coming together and the feeling that we're never out of the game. It's one of those where, but I wouldn't say it's, you know, it's easy. You know, it's like I said, you're facing big league players, big league teams, and, you know, it's not easy to win ball games at the big league level, so.
That's a silly question, isn't it? Oh, things are coming so easy. What are you talking about?
They have to answer.
They're 0-5. I just want to know how Gary Cohen feels these days.
Did you see the lights for the? Did you see the lights for Timmy Trumpets?
Yeah, actually, I will admit that the Edwin Diaz entrance for a night game is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but they got the lights going. My man, South Shore, Johnny Shaw, he's got the lights set up, the scoreboard, everything. Like, my man built all that, and I just feel like that is cool when he comes out and the lights are flashing, the LEDs are going. It's nice. I will give you that. Just don't cut away to the dopey Mr. Met and a dopey trumpet in Mr. Met's hand. It just ruins the whole thing.
You're assuming that he's not actually playing the trumpet. What are you trying to say?
It's a plastic trumpet part. It ain't real.
Plastic trumpets play?
But it's like a moment where it's like triumphant and tough and inspiring, and then I got to see this idiot with a big baseball head? Come on.
Hey,
let me see this guy running in,
go.
Show the crowd. I don't need to see anything more than that.
Mr. Matt's for the kids, man. I thought Han loved
but
kids.
But that moment's not for the kids. That moment is for, like, let's get fired up. All right, the Yankees have lost 3 straight. That's not great. And Aaron Judge has struggled a bit too. He's off to a terrible start. But Carlos Rodon pitched last night.
Oh, man. What was he at? Like, was he on like 100 pitches in like 3 innings?
Yeah, he went 4 innings.
He's
drenched in sweat. Yes. It's Toronto in April. It can't be that hot, right? But he's drenched in sweat. They lose the game 5-4. They had a lot of opportunities to win this game, and offensively they didn't come through. They also didn't come through for him early on. So, you know, I actually did – and I'm tough on Rodon. I don't think he actually pitched that poorly. I really think he hit his spots. The fastball is definitely not having an impact whatsoever on hitters right now. But
– no light.
It's to me like he was hitting spots. They were doing a great job working counts. They made him work. And maybe they had a great scouting report on him, whatever it was.
Vlad fouled off like 10 of them.
Yeah. He acts up too much for me, by the way. But here's Rodon after the game. And again, like I said, I normally am critical of him, but I actually agree with him as far as like evaluating his performance.
It's been all right. You know, I've had one real good game thus far, and just other ones have been kind of battles where either have been kind of inconsistent with some command with the fastball against Houston, and, you know, the off speed wasn't there. Arizona, another good team, but once again, you know, they seems like I just need to be more effective with the secondaries and get in the zone so I can pitch deeper in the game.
I just think I think people know what he's going to bring. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's any surprise, and I don't think he's got anything that is overwhelming for somebody of his stature. You know, I know he's not a number one, but right now he's got to be. And he doesn't really have number one kind of stuff. I think he's got to be – they work counts on him, and they wear him down. And you could see that he starts to – like, he doesn't last long. And I don't know if it's conditioning. I don't know what it is, but
– Well, nobody's stressed out now, but yeah.
Again, you can help. It would help if they could, you know, provide some offense to help them out a little bit earlier on in these games. But still, it's been a very meh start for him, and for the Yankees now. That's 3 losses in a row, which is, you know, that's the concern. It is early. We all know you don't get too high, you don't get too low. But the 12-for-66 for Aaron Judge is something that is a little bit of a concern early on. So that is Audio Files. 800-919-3776 is the number. And I do have to tell you that Audio Files is driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Your call's next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's just let it be. I mean, this is definitely on my list for the hour, but I'm not sure where I'd play this.
Who is this?
What do you mean, who's this? It's a beautiful song. I mean, this is uplifting.
Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
How often did you hear this particular song in your house?
It was more the early stuff. My mom played most of the stuff from like their early days when they were clean shaven and clean cut.
I got into
the White Album stuff. I got into, you know, later on because I just felt that it hit harder. You know, Revolution's a great song. So, anyways, I'll have fun with that.
Maybe we should link it. We should have our callers call in and link their top five Beatles songs of all time.
Yeah, like I think I'm going to do that. Like before I know when I'm going to have this, when I'm going to host this thing, I think I will. We'll
do
have
a dry run.
Day, we just do like a thing where give me your favorite Beatles songs and why, and then we'll just go through it.
Would it be crazy if I would say that I don't know any Beatles songs?
You just heard one.
Yeah, I've heard that one, but I don't know any names of them. I've never listened to the Beatles, like put it on or nothing like that.
Right, like if you heard it and I said that's the Beatles, you'd go, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
right. I'm sure there's that way. You know, remember, the Beatles, their foundation was the old rock and roll, like the, you know.
Johnny B. Bad.
Yeah, all that stuff. No, seriously, like that's.
Mick Jagger.
No, not Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger, I believe the Rolling Stones came after them.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out who influenced them. Because they came over from
Chuck Berry, all that stuff. Their stuff. They loved that old Southern rock. That was their thing, and so they took some songs from that, and there's a couple of covers they've done too.
Who's that thing that they used to have? Who's that band that they used to have? Was the Monkees that had the TV show?
Yep. It was kind of based off of that. Yeah,
they were great actors.
A little bit. They had one or two good songs too. All right, so coming up, we have the power. It's already a power hour, Bart. Are you ready for this? Incredible.
Let's do it, man.
It's
something we hadn't talked about, man, that I think we should.
What is it?
I mean, I think we should really talk about some of the slander that was coming out, or reportedly maybe that was being leaked by Kraft on Bill Belichick.
Yeah, interesting. That is a big story.
And the fact that he, all of a sudden, he's put a list out. So how much pressure is on Daboll? How much pressure is on Mike McCarthy with the teams that he said he'd be willing to coach?
Yeah. No, a big story. Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler all have a story up on ESPN.com right now all about the Bill Belichick looking for his next job and how it did not work out for now. But it's a great story on ESPN.com right now. We'll get into that. What Joe Shane might be thinking, you don't know, because the smoke screens have been fantastic right now with the Giants, but they are bringing in two quarterbacks this week. Who are they? We'll tell you all about that in the Power Hour coming up next. But first, I do have to tell you the NBA play-in tournament gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. And you can bet on, let's say, three-pointers made in a game or over-under in point totals, first basket score, so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Allen to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 or older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So will it be Miami? Will it be Philly? Tonight, the Knicks will find out who their first-round opponent will be in the playoffs. Yesterday, Tom Thibodeau was asked if he had a preference.
At this time of the year, they're both great teams. You know, when you're looking at it, people are saying, well, what about this team, that team? Well, if you've gotten this far, every team poses different problems, you know, and so we have to be ready. And that's why, like, I know you guys think like it's cliche, but that's why you start the season and you say, this is what you're going to need in the end. So you want to build that habit all year long. So when you get here, you're not adjusting. This isn't the first time we've done it.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew, honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew response. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.